I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 1st. Absentee ballots for tomorrow's Quincy City election may be cast at City Hall until noon today. Early voting wrapped up on Friday, and in-person voting takes place tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mail-in ballots must be received at City Hall by 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 15% turnout for the election. There was only an 8% turnout for the September primary. There are races for three school committee seats, the at-large council seats, and council seats for Wards 1, 2, and 5. A Quincy police officer is being honored for his efforts in trying to save a woman at Wollaston Beach. Sergeant Patrick Faraday swam out to try and rescue a woman who had entered the water on November 15th of 2019. Air and water temperatures were in the 40s, and Sergeant Faraday was forced to return after suffering hypothermia. He was taken to Quincy Medical Center for treatment. Faraday recently received the Irish American Police Officers Association Award, life-saving award. Quincy Police Chief Paul Keenan and Officer Robert Sweetland, the president of the Irish American Police Officers Association, made the presentation at police headquarters. The woman was rescued by the Quincy Police Marine Unit and State Police and was taken to Quincy Medical Center for treatment. Quincy accountant Dolly DePisa has been appointed to the Quincy College Board of Governors. The Quincy resident is managing partner of DePisa and Company CPAs at Marina Bay. She co-founded the Women's Business Connection of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce and is past president of the New England Women Business Owners and the Alliance of Women's Business and Professional Organization. DePisa is also past president of both the Quincy Chamber of Commerce and the Rotary Club of Quincy. Dr. Wayne Westcott, chair of the exercise science program at Quincy College, recently received the honor award from the New England chapter of the American College of Sports Medicine. Westcott received the award at the group's annual conference in Providence. The past president of the American College of Sports Medicine said that Westcott is a passionate educator, internationally recognized researcher, prolific author, and gracious mentor. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro praised Westcott for his commitment to generations of students and to the good health of the region. Westcott has authored 30 books, has been a strength training consultant for the U.S. military and six NFL teams, and was longtime fitness research director at the South Shore YMCA in Quincy. The parents of a young girl found by police after wandering alone for hours in Quincy Point will be charged with reckless endangerment. Police said they found a girl walking alone in the area of Atherton and South Streets Friday morning. She's about 4 years old and speaks Portuguese. The department posted on Facebook at 1:45 Friday, the girl was wearing a pink jacket and a backpack with snacks in it when they found her. They posted just before 3 p.m. that her family had been found. Police say that they will charge the girl's parents with reckless endangerment. They will be summoned to court. The girl was apparently safe and healthy. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, November 1st.